Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk history about July 4 in 1902. It was reported that no pains nor money have been spared by the citizens of Chelan to make the upcoming celebration the greatest in the history of Chelan County, and there will undoubtedly assemble on that occasion the biggest crowd of people that has ever aggregated itself together in central Washington. We have assurances that they are coming from all points of the compass, and numbers of them from long distances away. On behalf of the citizens of Lake Chelan, the august city council, and the red lemonade vendors, the leader extends to them a most hearty welcome. Then, later in July, it was reported over 40 tourists and campers came in Monday. That is only a fair sample of the tourist travel that is moving Chelan forward, each succeeding year doubling that of the year before. With a railroad connecting the lake with the great northern Wenatchee, Lake Chelan would soon become one of the most noted resorts in the United States. And of course, that didn't happen till 1914. In April that year, it was reported a recent communication to the Spokane Chronicle says, work on the survey of the Metow Railroad is progressing rapidly. It has been known that the mines of the Metow and Twist districts were rich. The ores of this district would have to be sent to the smelter for treatment. The Metow Railroad and Smelting Company are going to begin the erection of one of the largest smelting plants in the West. Then, instead of having to ship the product of the mines across the state at a heavy expense, the freight charges will only include hauling of the ore down the river to Pateras, where the smelting plant is to be located. It is rumored that the Great Northern Railway is about to begin construction on the line between Wenatchee and Republic. This line has been located and all work completed, ready for the construction for nearly 2 years. It is understood the intention was to begin construction at Wenatchee, but the rivalry over the Republic business forced work to be commenced on that end of the route. It will probably be built now as soon as the road is completed into Republic from Marcus. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.